City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We are talking mega gay.
Oh, I like that.
Hey, babies, this is Cleo.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com. And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
City Queer Cast show number 381. I'm Amy Matheny in Chicago.
And I'm Cleo here in South Florida.
Yes, you are. Hello, Miss Cleo.
Hello, darling. How are you?
My long lost sister. I feel like I feel like a decade of my life has passed since you were here in our fair city for the big Windy City Gay Idol Finals. And really, this is one of the few times we've connected beyond some texts. Looking back, how was your time in Chicago? Favorite moments? We all loved having you here so, so much.
Let me tell you something. Lou and I, my wonderful girlfriend, we had such a blast. We were just talking the other day, saying, you know, we've got to get back to Chicago before it gets cold again. You know what I mean? Because we had such a spectacular time. I want to say hello to everybody at the Driscoll. I want to say hello to everybody at Fast Tracks and Hamburger Mary's and over there at the Edgewater in that region. Mm-hmm. And to everyone that was so absolutely lovely to us. We had just the best time. We really did. I mean, we were acting like we were grown-ups. We were a little worn out. Lou and I are both a little long in the tooth. But, wow, the city was delicious. The temperatures were lovely. Mm-hmm. We couldn't have had a better time.
So was Gay Idol everything you thought it was going to be, and Sidetrack and all of that?
It absolutely was. The talent was amazing. There is a show similar that they do, not gay, but they do a singing competition here. And let me tell you something. Your singers in Chicago were superior to many of the ones that I have heard here in South Florida. I hope I don't get any hate mail from my South Florida listeners. But, I mean, truth is truth. You can't do nothing with it.
That's right.
I was so moved by the young man and all of the participants. Let me just say, everyone was stupendous.
Mm-hmm.
But the young man who won, he was so humble.
Yeah.
And his family being there, and it was so lovely to see them so supportive and to see such a wonderful, loving group. I mean, we had a lot of people. What were the final numbers on the people who came out, Amy?
I never know. There's hundreds. There were probably 400 people there that day.
People everywhere. And Fast Track, my hat's off to the owners. Lou said she wants to come back and hang out at that club when we're not working. She just wants to come and see every part of it. We love the rooftop. We love every part of that club. It's phenomenal.
I love that you call it Fast Track. I think they should change it to Fast Track. It's called Sidetrack, but that's hilarious
Sidetrack,
that you call
my
it.
My bad. Oh, Star Wars the far right.
No, but I love it. I love the fast track.
My back.
They are on the fast track. Let me tell you.
They were wonderful.
Yeah.
But now they have a series of, now, are they just in the Chicago area or is there a whole chain of them?
No, you know, Sidetrack is legendary, but they are just a Chicago bar. And I don't mean to say they're just a Chicago bar, but they are only in the city of Chicago. They have thought at times over the years, I've spoken with the owner, Art, about this one time, one of the owners, and he said, you know, they thought about doing a bar in Toronto. They thought about doing a bar in other cities, and but they are exclusively a Chicago bar. What they have done is just essentially expanded and expanded till they're almost an entire city block. But no, it's just a phenomenal business, an amazing staff, and just they give so much back to the community, and so they're fantastic to be kind of our home for that every year. Now we love it.
Tell them again, I apologize for, you know, my faux pas, but I'll blame it on my older years.
I love that you call them fast track. Well, and you, as you said, you got to go to a comedy night or something at Mary's Attic at Hamburger Mary's. You texted me. You were
Hamburger
hanging out
Mary,
there.
Yes, that was wonderful. We went and played Gay Bingo.
Gay Bingo, that's it what was it was.
Gay Bingo. It was a hoot for you all who are there locally all the time. Go out and play the Gay Bingo. It was lovely the way they had it set up, because they had it set up for different charities.
Uh-huh.
They do it on Monday evenings mm-hmm. for different charities. And yeah. I thought, what a great concept on a Monday yeah. evening. Most people aren't doing too much. I got to tell you, if we lived local, we'd be probably there, you know, 2-3 Mondays out of the week. Lou and I would, trust me. we had a great waitress who made these wonderful drinks for us, and mm-hmm. and the people were in the area. I got recognized there. I wasn't trying to. I was just kind of on the down low, just out having a good time. But I signed somebody. Whoever won, it was the breast cancer Walk for the Cure was
oh, nice.
The charity that evening. Which meant a great deal to me, which was wonderful, because I do have some wonderful women in my life who are survivors and mm-hmm. victors over breast cancer. And so we were happy to participate. And then the young man who won came over and had me autograph his blanket. They won a beautiful a handmade pink and white blanket.
Oh,
and
nice.
So that was in the, and the drag queen who did the show, I wish I could remember her name, but she was spectacular. There was nothing about the trip that just was not a hoot and a holler.
Yeah.
And that whole area, Lincoln Park, Edgewater, it's really very difficult, because I would love to live there. But, oh, my gosh, it is so cold.
It is cold. Well, you could do summers in Chicago and winters in Miami. I mean, that's the life right there, right?
Yeah, we're certainly thinking about it. I have some other friends who are moving up there. I'm like, yes, go, hurry. I have somewhere else to visit. But no, we are very excited. And it was like a little, even though it was a working dynamic, it was like a little mini vacation
oh,
for
yeah.
us. And we so appreciate it. And hey, the people, again, of Chicago, phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
Well, we work hard and we play hard. We're the city that works, you know, but we play a lot,
yes.
too. It's why we have such great sports teams and stuff. Well, we all went the night after Idol. We practically closed the patio at T's, so you got to see
yes.
T's as well. And then I know that on Tuesday, you were a guest of the Chicago Powwow, and how
yes.
was that experience for you? Because I love those South Side ladies.
Yeah, it was quite the experience. I'm still staying in touch with a lot of those ladies. It was really something. They were very, very wonderful. It was a wonderful experience just to come together and see all of that. We were at one of the oldest gay bars in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
is where it took place. So that was really quite a little piece of nostalgic, mm-hmm. you know, DL history. So, no, very, 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 very wonderful. It, again, was, we could not have anticipated it and could not have believed more. The only thing that was interesting is as we were leaving, I guess Chicago didn't want us to leave, but we got delayed by a number of storms. We actually spent the entire day in O'Hare. we did not get home. We were supposed to be back in South Florida in West Palm about 3 o'clock that afternoon. We got home at midnight that night.
Wow.
But the weather had been a little bit interesting for you all there in Chicago, and so we were just kind of navigating through some of the storms, but it was all part of, and then of course the World Soccer Cup was going on, so it was a lot of things going on. But all things being said and done, again, like I said, we had such a great time.
Yeah.
And you know, did some great eating. The food is always so phenomenal in Chicago as well. You know what? I think we ate our way through Chicago. And again, excited to come back. We really are.
Well, you are welcome anytime you come back, and it seems like you made friends in every portal of every bar, of every event, of every community.
I absolutely did. I stayed in touch with some of the people that we met everywhere. We really have.
Well, we loved having you here. So what has the rest of the summer been like for you, just briefly? I know we're going to talk about what the fall is looking like and kind of a bit of your forecasting of what's ahead for all of us. But how's the months of July and August treated you?
Oh, well, August, I celebrated my birthday. So, again, 1 year older, and it starts to get rough when you continue to do the math, because you don't think that your grown children should get older, but they keep doing it, and it's really very disruptive. But busy working on doing a compilation with some friends of mine on a CD. In the interim, still working on mine. We're not in the studio yet, but we're working on that. And taking a look at some travel abroad next year for myself into Europe. And then, trying to make a little time for the grandkids and whatnot and so on and so forth. But it seems like the time has just flown.
Yeah.
It just, you know, working on some new business dynamics and getting some things going. But, you know, trying to stay one step ahead of the politicking and one step ahead of the economy, and just keeping it healthy at this point, I guess. You know, just trying to keep it healthy and trying to keep the mindset positive.
Yeah. It's been a tough summer, I think, for a lot of people, and I think it'll be interesting to see what you say is the fall is looking like, and as we head into the latter half here of 2010, the first year of this new decade, what's in store. So since we have Cleo with us for the whole show, I'm going to break and tell you what's going on in the theater world, and also what is in the movies. Richard Knight Jr. taking us to the new Patricia Clarkson film, Cairo Time. And also the news. We seem to do so many news stories because there's so much news right now that is about the GLBT community. More than ever, our stories are getting covered from around the globe. And used to be always just in the entertainment we had a lot of news, but now we seem to have so much national and international news concerning us as the GLBT community. So all that, and then Cleo back with some thoughts and predictions on the upcoming months ahead.
Hi, I'm a Miller Lite Brewmaster.
Yeah, and I'm a Miller Lite Drinkmaster.
It's the Brewmaster Drinkmaster Show.
I just created a revolutionary aluminum pint bottle. Great new way to enjoy the taste of Miller Lite.
Wow. See, I just designed a new game day delicacy to be enjoyed with your great tasting beer, the 8-layer dip.
Well, the aluminum pint has a wider mouth, giving every sip a superior flow that delivers the great taste.
That's terrific. Most people flow from beef to bean to sour cream to cheese to guacamole to salsa to veggies. See, I'm not most people, though. I flow all the way to jambalaya.
Huh. Also, it's got a resealable cap that makes sure every sip tastes as fresh as the first.
Well, my dip is so hearty, it can last from a day game to a night game.
This isn't a competition, you know.
Okay, fine. You advance the science of drinking great-tasting beer, and I advance the art of enjoying it.
Introducing the new aluminum pint bottle from Miller Lite. Just another way for you to enjoy the great taste. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is The Week in News.
Former Republican National Committee Chair Ken Mellman has officially come out of the closet. Mellman spearheaded President George W. Bush's 2004 campaign.
The gay Republican organization Go Proud will again be an affiliate for the yearly Conservative Political Action Conference, even though other right-wing groups would prefer Go Proud not be there. The conference is from February 10th through the 12th, 2011, in Washington, D.C. Speakers include Sarah Palin, Ann Coulter, and Newt Gingrich.
In Massachusetts, Eunice Field confessed to fatally stabbing her ex-girlfriend's Alcoholics Anonymous sponsor, Lorraine Washman, because Washman reportedly caused the couple to split. Field left a note for ex-girlfriend Renee Williams saying that she killed Washman for taking away the love of her life. Field will appear in court September 3rd.
In New Jersey, a marriage equality course, The Politics of Gay Marriage, will proceed as scheduled at Seton Hall University, despite the controversy it has generated at the Catholic University. The class began on August 31st with about 24 students.
In Kansas, openly gay State House of Representatives candidate Dan Manning, an Army veteran discharged under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, found a death threat on his door with phrases cut out of a newspaper including homo and head off. Manning's opponent, incumbent Brenda Lanware, has allegedly been using his sexual orientation against him.
In Atlanta, authorities are questioning why Black Gay Pride co-organizer Durand Robinson was killed. Robinson, who co-owned the nightclub Trax, was shot in the chest and his body was left in the middle of the road. So far, there is no motive for the killing. Family and friends feel that the slaying was random.
In Wyoming, gay couple David Shoup Roderick, age 25, and Ryan Dupree, age 21, filed a federal lawsuit challenging the state's ban against same-sex marriage. The couple alleged unequal treatment after the Laramie County Clerk's Office would not issue them a marriage license three times. Shoup Roderick said, "I think it's time that Wyoming lives up to its title. They call themselves the equality state. Well, they're not so equal."
In New York City, Chi-Chi's, a bar catering to mostly African-American gay men, will remain open for now after being threatened with being closed over reputed drug deals. As a result of gay activists' legal attempts to save the bar, the case against Chi-Chi's will continue at least until November. Patrons believe neighbors want the bar closed because of homophobia and racism.
In Florida, transgender state congressional candidate Donna Melo received 22% of the vote for her GOP primary. Melo finished third behind winner Karen Harrington and Robert Lowry. Melo is conservative, pro-life, and favors marriage between one man and one woman.
The conservative organization Wisconsin Family Action has filed a lawsuit in Dane County District Court that challenges the state's domestic partner registry. In June, the state Supreme Court unanimously rejected a challenge to Wisconsin's ban on same-sex marriage and civil unions.
In Missouri, Washington University in St. Louis canceled a freshman orientation activity sponsored by Target, reasoning that GLBT students may feel uncomfortable. The private university canceled the Target after-hours shopping event in the wake of the corporate giant's $150,000 donation to Conservative Political Action Committee Minnesota Forward.
In world news, University of Newcastle in Australia scientist Jeff McFarlane has theorized that birds exhibit sexual fluidity. He proposes that the gender that spends less time raising hatchlings is the one more likely to engage in same-sex acts. In bird species that are less monogamous, birds that have exhibited attraction to the same sex had as much reproductive success as those that hadn't.
In England, two drunken males attacked actor Danny Miller, who plays gay teen Aaron Livesey on the British TV series Emmerdale. In real life, Miller, age 19, is not gay, but dating co-star Kirstie Lee Porter, 21.
In Germany, a Berlin-based youth program called Rainbow is honoring survivors of last year's shootings at a gay youth center in Tel Aviv, Israel. In 2009, a masked gunman killed two people and injured 11 others at Aguda, an Israeli center for LGBT youths. Organizers held a ceremony to honor the two victims.
In India, physiotherapist Selvi is setting up a clinic after losing her job as a result of undergoing gender reassignment surgery. When Selvi was a male, he had a position at the prestigious Madras Cricket Club. The club's president disputes Selvi's version of the circumstances regarding her departure.
In entertainment news, Gay.com will air an original web series, The Queens of Drag, NYC. The 8-episode series, which explores the New York drag scene, debuts exclusively on gay.com on September 8th. Cast members are Lady Bunny, Hedda Lettuce, Peppermint, and Dallas Dubois.
Patti LuPone will co-star with Justin Guarini, the runner-up to Kelly Clarkson in American Idol's first season, in his Broadway debut in the musical adaptation of Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown, based on Pedro Almodovar's 1988 movie about a group of emotional women in Spain. Other cast members include Brian Stokes Mitchell and Laura Benatti. Women will begin previews October 2nd.
Singer and gay fave Christine W. holds the world's record for the most consecutive number one Billboard club dance hits. Now, September 14th, she will release a double CD jazz set, Straight Up with a Twist. In the 30-track set, Christine transforms several of her club hits into smooth jazz ballads. The jazz version of Feel What You Want, Christine's first career release and first Billboard dance number one, will be the debut single.
David Yost, the original blue Power Ranger on the children's TV series The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, has come out of the closet. He said that he left the show because of anti-gay slurs.
The DVD of the Jim Carrey, Ewan McGregor movie, I Love You, Philip Morris, is now shipping in the United Kingdom. The release of the movie has been postponed 4 times in the U.S. In the film, based on a true story, criminal Stephen Russell, played by Carrey, falls for prison cellmate Philip Morris, played by McGregor.
Kayla, a 19-year-old Illinois lesbian who works as a Hooters waitress, is on the new season of America's Next Top Model. Kayla, who is recovering from an injury to her neck, has played soccer for almost a decade and has a live-in girlfriend. Model starts on September 8th.
Openly gay actor Tom Beards has returned to CBS's The Young and the Restless. Beards plays Philip Chancellor III, who most recently came out to the family he left behind after he faked his death to move elsewhere.
Actress Jennifer Aniston will go bisexual in the upcoming film Wanderlust, produced by Judd Apatow. Aniston stars opposite Paul Rudd as a couple who moves from Manhattan to a commune. She will not only be with men, but at least 2 women in the film, one who happens to be pregnant.
And that's the Week in News, brought to you by Windy City Times.
I'm Richard Knight Jr., and this is your Night at the Movies Minute. It's not for nothing that character actress Patricia Clarkson is known to film directors as their secret weapon, something this plain-spoken, angularly beautiful actress with her comforting diction and warm eyes screams experience with a capital E every time she appears in a movie. She's blissful to watch in writer-director Ruben Natta's Cairo Time in her first starring role in a film that seems tailor-made for her intuitive talents. The movie's a romance, but it's as subtle and nuanced as Clarkson's acting and is the polar opposite of over-the-top Hollywood mainstream romantic dramas. Much more elusive in its approach, Cairo Time is nevertheless rewarding for fans of restrained cinema. Clarkson plays Juliet Grant, a magazine writer who journeys to Cairo in order to spend time with her elusive husband who works for the UN and is hard to track down because of his classified job. Her expectations about seeing him are dashed immediately upon her arrival when she is met at the airport by his former associate, Tariq, played by Alexander Siddig of Syriana. As the days go by, Juliet sets out to explore the teeming metropolis that is Cairo. Seemingly on a whim, she seeks out Tariq, and slowly something more than friendship takes hold. It's a very sedate courtship. They share a hookah, play chess, drink specially brewed coffee, he buys her a cartouche. Then, just as things appear about to go to the next level, fate intervenes. The dirty, filthy Cairo, an insanely dense city of 17 million, is not exactly a city that I would choose to fall in love in. Yet, Nada manages to find peaceful corners for the duo to play out their elliptical romance, and we get gorgeous desert sunsets and, of course, those mystical, visually powerful pyramids, always seeming to loom at the corner of the shot, calling to the pair. It would hardly be fair to label Cairo Time with its chaste, fractured love affair an intensely romantic film, but its elusive loveliness weaves a bit of a spell nevertheless. I'm Richard Knight Jr., and that's your Night at the Movies Minute.
We'll be right back.
Tourism Vancouver wants to bring your party of five to Vancouver for Pride Weekend next summer. That's right. Imagine you and four friends in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, dancing the day and night away at the Pride Parade, Pride Festival, Dyke March, and Street Party. Enter the Party of Five to Vancouver Pride 2011 sweepstakes by visiting tourismvancouver.com/five. Prize includes round-trip flights to Vancouver for five people from anywhere in North America. Two nights share accommodations during Vancouver Pride at the hip Opus Hotel in trendy Yale Town. A $500 dining credit to Rain City Grill, an icon of West Coast dining just steps from the parade route and English Bay Beach. So which four friends would you like to take to Vancouver Pride? Visit tourismvancouver.com/five and enter to win. The 2011 Vancouver Pride Parade takes place on July 31st, 2011. The sweepstakes runs through December 31st, 2010 and is open to residents of the United States, excluding Florida, and Canada, excluding Quebec. You must be 21 years of age to enter. For full rules and regulations, visit tourismvancouver.com/five.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club. Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Kaweer.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of August 30th, 2010, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
The Harris Theater launches its seventh season of music and dance with a limited engagement by Lar Lubavitch Dance Company. The New York Times says Lar Lubavitch is one of the best choreographers in the world. See his famed company September 22nd and 23rd at the Harris Theater in Millennium Park. Tickets are on sale and going fast. Visit harristheaterchicago.org to buy today.
Out comedians Mark Hanner and Homer Mars open Mark and Homer Like This, a two-man comedy experience at the Annoyance Theater, playing every Thursday starting September 9th through October 14th at 8 p.m. Mark and Homer Like This is an hour of original skits, bits, and songs, including the Facebook song and a ditty about a popular gay chat site, Bear411. For more info, go to theannoyance.com. Tickets are only $10. And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Hi, this is Amy Sedaris, and you're listening to the Windy City Queercast.
Cleo, 2010. We are more than halfway through. You sent us off in a fashion at the beginning of this year, but we've just come out of Mercury retrograde, which I'm like, know what that is only because you have given me some instruction. So what's going on right now? Let's talk about in the world of politics. I mean, we have, you know, Kagan has been nominated. We have this week President Obama using recess appointments to start continuing to install some openly gay nominees. This new Richard Sorian is Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs at the Department of Health. He did that earlier in the year for another woman when another openly lesbian woman when the Republicans would not affirm the nomination. So he just went ahead. What are we seeing from the White House right now? First of all, before we go to what's going on in California and all of that.
Well, you know what I think, what you're going to continue to see from the White House, and I know that there are so many of mine who would say, you know, we'd like to hear something different than what you're putting down. Keep in mind, folks, I can always be wrong. But I think that I know people would like very much just to see some simple movement on don't ask, don't tell.
Amen, sister.
Yeah, and I think that we might get some movement near the end of this administration's first term out of nothing else but probably guilt.
Ah, that'll do. I don't care how we get it, as long as we get it.
We don't care how it comes by. because there is another current legal case where I was reading on it, an officer who was testifying in another dynamic. He was not informed that the don't ask, don't tell. He was asked about something. He did reveal certain things about himself. And then a few weeks later, it was used against him in a court-martial, which...
Right.
They're trying to figure out at what point in time, you know, did they cross the line. So I do believe that, again, there are a number of military men, most predominantly, and there are, I'm sure, women as well, who are pushing the envelope. And not in a typical way. They're saying, legally, we're being impacted by this, and legally, there needs to be some kind of change.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I think it may come at the end of this first term, if nothing else, out of guilt.
Do you think that this next election will be something that will make him delay on this? Because he did say in his State of the Union that it would happen this year.
Yeah, I don't think... I think that there are a lot of things going on. His approval level is causing some changes, which I wish he was not knee-jerking like that. You know, out of respect to President Obama, I, as with any other president ever being on the air, you know this, I don't insult them. I think that when you hold an office like that, that it's always easy for every last one of us to armchair quarterback the position.
Right.
You know, I again, we talked about this when he first got into office. For a period, the GL community was very angry with him. And my bone of contention was why. He was very clear about his position. I think he has continued to try and be clearer about his position. But, you know, folks, the game of politics and politics is a tough one.
Yeah.
And you can go at it and in it with the best intentions. However, I just genuinely believe don't ask, don't tell. They are tired of the conversation. So, again, it may be nothing else out of, hell, we've just got too much other shit we got to deal with, and we don't want to deal with this anymore. And
yeah.
Like I said, we'll take it.
Yeah.
You know, I think that we continue to chip away at the movement, and, you know, that it is going to take time. I understand that we don't want it to take time, but here's what's real. It's going to take time. In another 10 years, another 15 years, maybe it won't be such an issue. But I want to share something with, and you know, you have a very intelligent audience there in Chicago, but I found out something once I had gotten back from Chicago, and I was, we were talking about the success in Argentina, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And being very happy about them passing that, and I was talking to some folks here during a seminar. And I came to find out where, and I'm sure you're aware, but I was completely unaware that South Africa, it is legal.
Yeah.
For same-sex couples to be married.
Yeah.
And what I say to the American public as a whole is that how is it that a country that was as backwards, can I say that on the radio show?
Yes,
again?
Please
that
do.
That was as backwards as it was 20 short years ago, Amy, 20 short years ago,
mm-hmm.
that they have now surpassed us, the leader of the free world. They have surpassed us in their attempt to deal with racism, face on, and they have passed us in their dealing with sexism and homophobia, face on. To the point where it is no longer illegal to be black in South Africa. It is absolutely legal and welcome to be gay and married
mm-hmm.
in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And I say to all of us that that is what we should be aspiring to. South Africa, on some twisted level, should be our example, if you would, our inspiration, perhaps.
Right.
You understand?
I do.
And it's a... Yeah, so I just was curious, and I continued to share that with people and say, you know, does this make sense to anybody?
Yeah.
Because I'm floored by it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's just amazing that, you know, when people, I mean, I see South Africa breaking these chains and the walls just come down. And unfortunately, we are doing this little brick by brick bullshit. And, you know, and it was like South Africa was, you know, from, you know, the release of Mandela and just and everything that exploded after that. You know, it's like what happened with the, you know, with Perestroika. It's, you know, what happens when the wall comes down in Germany. You know, it's
exactly.
Like when these things happen and they are big, bold gestures. You know, the only big, bold gestures we have in the United States is Bush sending us into war. You know, that's our big, bold gesture, which we say it's about liberation, but it's not liberation of our own people. You know, we've somehow put our own people in some sort of bondage of this life and that we've been subjected to over in the Middle East. And and then we'll move on from the White House, but I am just waiting for Obama to be a man who is not scared of a big, bold gesture. I just, in a weird way, I wish he had a little more George W. Bush in him. And I wish he would just say...
You're the first person to say it, yeah?
I just wish he would just say, I'm president, I'm commander in chief, this is what's happening. Because, and now he shouldn't do that in a way that breaks the law, but he has the ability to do it on many things, don't ask, don't tell being one of them, that he could just do it. He doesn't need, you know, I said this on the podcast a few weeks ago, but, you know, there was a time when the civil rights movement was happening here in the U.S., but there was 10, 15 years before Martin Luther King gave the I Have a Dream speech and the Million Man March and all of that. There was like 15 years prior to that that we had a president say that you must integrate the military. It was not popular. They did these same kind of polls that we are, that the, you know, Obama and the Pentagon and the military are doing now to see how troops feel about gay people openly serving. But, you know, 15 years ago, Truman didn't care. He just did it. He just said it's the right thing to do. We're doing it. And then 15 years later, a woman sat on the back of a bus. You know, it wasn't even in the middle of that movement. And we're in the middle of the movement right now. So I just am looking for him to man up. I don't know why he's timid, and I think it's because he's charming.
And I think also because he's still trying to do it in a certain way that he would have perhaps envisioned it happening.
Right.
And I don't have any problem with envisage, but here is the deal: you also have to deal with what's real.
Yep.
But at the same token, I do not want us as a community to become discouraged because, again, we are still chipping away at the racism thing in this country.
Sure.
Now, one would think that we shouldn't be, but we are still chipping away at that.
Yep.
And we deal with it, unfortunately, in the gay community.
Absolutely.
So, if we are still chipping away and the movement has come far, if we are still chipping away at things like that, then we have to be of good cheer and know that what happens and what we need to be aware of is that we have to stay consistent.
Mm-hmm.
We have to stay diligent. We have to stay focused.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot be detoured by the bullshit. We
right.
have to stay focused as a community. And we have to continue. If we are asking for certain things in our community as the GLBT community, then, you know, we have to also be consistent with our behavior and how we move through, because perhaps we have to set the example. And I get it. Maybe we don't want to. I understand
right.
that. Because
right.
maybe we say, well, we've been trying to set the example. We've been trying to do this in school. What the hell are you talking about? Well,
yep.
here's the deal. Guess what? You have to do you.
Yeah.
You cannot do you based on what everybody else is doing. I understand that's also not a comfortable position, nor is it a popular position. But that's the position both you and I would like Obama to take.
Yep.
And if we want Obama to take that same position, then guess what? Perhaps as a community and individuals in that community, we need to take that position.
Right.
And maybe if we take it, then we can show him how to take it. I mean, you know, it's a thought. I don't have all the answers either. I just know that I've fought both movements for a very long time.
So tell me.
And I am well over 50, you know, and I'm thinking, whew, okay.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit worn out, but in my lifetime, these are still real things that we are combating as communities.
How do we take a position now on Prop 8, and how do we continue to take a position, or do we, with Target Corporation?
Here's the deal. I think that, you know, boycotting still works. It may not be very fancy. It may not be very dramatic, but I have seen consistent, diligent, loyal boycotting work. Okay? So with Target, absolutely.
Do you think it's working?
You know, oh, I think it is. I think that we have to be consistent. I think people get real comfortable. I think people get comfortable. They get tired. They get inconsistent. And that's why, you know, and it's hard. And I think with Prop 8, again, they're trying this. I'm a little bit disappointed in the judge who wouldn't allow the marriages to... Did you see the footage from them arresting people in California?
I did not.
It was deplorable. They were arresting. There were probably about 26 people who showed up at the courthouse and had scheduled appointments to get their licenses to get married. And they were not aware that the judge had stated he was not going to allow them to do any marriages. And they didn't want to leave. Do you know that they had them arrested?
I did not know that.
And I look at something like that, and I got to tell you, on one level, I get really pissed. Because it's like, so you had nothing else better in life to do than to arrest 13 couples simply wanting to get married.
Do you think
that... you had time to focus.
Do you think this is going all the way to the Supreme Court? I mean, what do you see for
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. The Bible Belt is too strong. It's absolutely going all the way to the Supreme Court, sweetie.
Yeah.
We're talking about age-old religion here.
Is that going to happen soon, do you think?
That's how they held on to the miscegenation laws for as long as they did, because the Bible Belt and all that encompasses said that, no, the Bible says folks shouldn't mix. And that's where they went with that.
Right.
And that's the reason that they were able to keep miscegenation laws on the books for as long as they did.
Yep.
In the state of Texas now, they passed some laws enforcing the old laws about sodomy. So basically... there's a new law passed in the state of Texas that basically says it's illegal to be gay.
Right.
You know, and you know, certainly I'm editorializing the bulk of the bill, but that's what they've started to write, that it's basically illegal to be gay. Because it's going to be illegal to kiss another same-sex person. They're going to do all of this stuff from a biblical, religious point of view.
Yeah.
So that means we're going to have to go to the Supreme Court. And, you know, we're looking at a couple more years with that.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, we'll see what happens in California there with these appeals and everything. It's going to be very interesting. Tell me what, because we've got about 10 more minutes here. Tell me about what is going on with money. And are things going to get better, do you think, with housing, with jobs? What are we doing with our economy here in the U.S.?
Ooh, our economy. Well, here's the deal. And people are going to say, okay, you know, this crazy old voodoo woman is really off her rocker. But I'm not. We actually are right on point. We talked about, you know, at the beginning of the year that we were going to take a look at where, you know, gold was still at. And it's still pretty high. Gold is, last I looked, it was at $1,213. It's still going to go up. I think that with the housing numbers that came out recently, everybody is extremely disappointed. I don't want people to be disappointed. I genuinely believe that as we move into 2011, we're going to start to see some really slow growth.
But here's the issue, folks. We didn't get into this problem overnight. Right. We are surely not going to get out of it overnight.
Right.
Since the real estate market returns, we're looking at 3-4 years from now. And that's to a place of stability that it will return.
Right.
Not to its days of old. We're talking stability.
Is there any good place for people to put their money besides gold?
Pardon me?
Is there any good place for people to put their money besides gold?
Besides gold, you know, here's the deal. For regular working people right now, I dig a hole and stick your money in the ground.
Hey, that's what my grandmother, who's 100, always says.
Because here's the thing. I don't like for any of my hardworking folks to speculate. And that's when you get into the stock market is still entirely too fragile right now. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you can put your stuff in a few bonds or whatever the case may be. I don't recommend IRAs, okay, for all of you out there who are rushing to put it into your IRAs. I'd be careful. For those of you who have 401ks available to you, ask the next question. That's all I'm saying to people. Don't be so comfortable with whomever's name is attached to it. Ask the next question. For people who are, again, please continue to do the research on the loans. If you've been good about keeping up with your loan, if you have a property, then go ahead. You would be surprised at how long you can hold on to your properties. But don't be panicked. Because if you can hold on to it, you're doing yourself a favor.
Right.
Really, you can.
Yeah.
And jobs are coming back, but sweeties, they are coming back slow.
Right.
They are coming back very, very, very slow. It will be a different holiday season than it was last year. I genuinely believe people are going to spend a little bit more money. But I do say a little bit more money. Because people will be very selective about where they spend their money. And I think as we get into the middle of 2011, some things will start to come into play. The small business, and for all of your listeners who are small business owners, I first want to apologize because you have to feel forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
Second, you know, I would love to see small businesses mobilize. I think that's the only way they're going to get the attention of the administration, whoever may be in there. I almost wish that small businesses would come together on some level outside of the SBA and form some kind of group that says, you have forgotten us.
Yeah.
And there is no unemployment for small business owners. It's them.
Yeah.
And I think that you may start to see that happen. You will start to see people say, no, we're demanding a few more answers and we're demanding a little more practicality. Because small businesses are what do cultivate a large number of jobs, a large percentage of jobs.
Right.
But there is money moving, people, trust me. And the rich, I know they still look like they're getting richer, but again, I don't want people to be discouraged. I just want them to know we're going to have to be patient.
Yeah.
And I know that doesn't help.
No, but it is what it is. You can't make it be better or different than what it is, Cleo. So
yeah,
what
you really can't. You can piss and moan, but I'd like to see people become more creative and more proactive.
Yeah. What are the big news here, just to wrap us up? What are the big news in entertainment or with any celebrities? What are you seeing?
Well,
any predictions?
All kinds of fun stuff. Actually, you know, I mean, everybody knows that Barbara came back feeling very okay. But if you remember, we actually did that prediction, not this last year, but year before last, about her health. So she is recovering very well. I do believe that, and I feel for her, and I really genuinely do. I do believe that Lindsay, unfortunately, is probably still going to find herself in some dilemma. I mean, she was released today, 23 days of a 90-day rehab. I just pray nobody gets hurt, and that would be neither her, but she's not done with her process. And also, I think a local favorite up there in Chicago is Fantasia. I think that she needs to take a little downtime, you know, just to get a handle on her. No judgment for any of these people, because let me tell you something. People being in the public eye, I don't understand how anybody doesn't take a drug or doesn't swill too much drink. I really don't.
Yeah.
You know, but those are the ones that I think we just need to be a little bit more loving, and the media needs to be a little bit less judgmental. And I gotta figure that my girl Whoopi, she may be in this next year. She may decide that she's had enough of her particular view.
Well, that wouldn't be hard, honestly, would it?
No, it wouldn't, would it?
Yeah.
But, I think she didn't. Well, Whoopi is probably saying, okay, this is why I don't do this on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, the Housewives series, that's going to get real ballistic, boy. I got to tell you, they need to bring that whole madness to its knees. But
so do you think
But
that...
other than that, we'll still be doing good things, you know? And no hurricanes yet, you notice?
Yes, no hurricanes. Weather for the fall, anything? Of course, you predicted earthquakes being big at the beginning of the year, and then we had Haiti and Central U.S. and everywhere else. So tell me, what's our weather looking
like? Actually, we're going to go back to this new cool factor. You guys are going to get cooler earlier. I will say that you'll probably start to see cool weather in the end of September. It'll blow your hair back.
Mm.
You know, I think that down here on the tropics, I think we are going to see another cool winter. And I don't know that this is a temporary dynamic. I do believe that these changes that we are seeing now are going to be far more part of the normal pattern than not the normal pattern.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they can El Nino and El Nino me to death.
Right.
This is what I see.
Well, we've had a very cool summer we have up here. I mean, comparatively so that makes sense.
Yeah, because you guys, the Chicago area has had some pretty intense summers, and ours has been longer, because when we were down here, we were very cold, and then 2 days passed, and then we just heated up, and we never went back to even cool temperatures.
Yeah.
But I do believe that even here, come the end of November and the beginning of December, I think we will get very cool here again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's changing the waters off of the tropics. It's changing a lot of things. So it's going to be interesting to see how we adapt, because I think as a country, as well as a people on this planet, we will see how we adapt to change.
Yeah.
Because here's the deal, folks. You can call it global warming. You can call it whatever you want to. Me, personally, I'd like to give Mother Earth all of her respect. And I figure she's just doing what she's doing.
Yeah.
And this planet has a history of doing what it wants to do when it needs to change, when it needs to heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that is much of what's going on. We've got a planetary healing going on, and Mother Earth is just trying to take care of herself as well as her inhabitants.
Yeah.
To be perfectly honest with you.
I'm just realizing, I haven't even mentioned this, but the global disaster of the oil spill down there, impacting New Orleans, impacting the Gulf, impacting all of Florida, the southeastern Gulf region. Any insights as to the impact of that on us?
I think that the impact we're going to see for the next 60 years, we are still seeing the impact of the Exxon Valdez. I do believe that they do have it sealed and capped off. They did get to it early enough, even though that's relative because it took so long.
Right.
You know, when you have something like that that happens, the long-term effects are never immediate. I just am hoping for all of those people who lost money, who lost jobs, lots of business that, you know, the deals that were made are deals that stick. And I'd also like to send out, again, a heads up to anyone out there in your listening audience that has family in Chile, because we do have that coal mining accident going on there. They're coal miners. Obviously, their coal mines are not as efficient as ours. And again, I say that almost, you know,
right,
with tongue in cheek. But there are about 33 miners in a mine. And they say it may be a month before they can get them out.
Mm.
And this is in Chile.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we can always send out a thought for the, you know, and we have to hold some of these other dynamics accountable to the safety of people.
Yeah.
You know, to the safety of people. And a celebration and a big hug to all of the troops
mm-hmm.
that have been brought home from Iraq. I'm praying that everybody came home as healthy as they possibly could, and to the families that have been reunited, I thank both the families as well as those men and women, those young men and boys who served. I thank them immensely. Despite how I felt about the war, I thank them immensely for their service and glad that they are home.
Wow. Well, that is a great place to end what has been just chocked full of thoughts about what is to come. What's to come on our next Queercast is we are going to be sitting down with Jim Pickett of Life Lube, and they have a new forum coming up in September called What's Love Got to Do With It? Is it okay to stop?
I love it.
Is it okay to stop using condoms with my boyfriend? Very big conversation about sex, intimacy, and relationships at the next Life Lube forum. And we'll be starting that forum off here on the next Queercast with Jim. Cleo, much love and blessings to you, and thank you for being on with us today.
Thank you for having me, sweeties. I love you all. You all take care of yourselves, and I'm sure I will be checking back in before the holiday season gets kicked off. And you know, for me, holidays begin around Halloween.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This program is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com. And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at AA.com/rainbow. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast. Queer and now.